sound check is fine. My sound sounds okay. Can you hear me all right? Sometimes you don't hear me quite as well.
You always sound fabulous, Ross. I thought it was me that was... No. Do you use a
microphone? Oh, wait a minute. Do I use a microphone? No. I'm shouting at you from here to your house, and you actually can just hear the sonorous echoes.
I think the word I used there was, you use a microphone.
Oh.
A third-party one. And I always sound like crap.
I think you sound fine. I think it sounds... I mean, you sound three times better than anything I've heard on CBC Radio call-in shows, and they've got billions of government dollars.
Oh, fair enough.
Listen to Drink NS Dry. We're better than $1 billion of public funding. I am Ross. Joining me is my co-host, Ian, and together with my own very collared shirt and Ian's uncollared shirt, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. And tonight's project, I think the last time we looked forward this much to a beer, it was another Imperial Stout. So I think we have a type. Ooh, it's Imperial Stout night. And we are salivating by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it takes 3 hours for us to get here. Like, come on, when can I drink this? When can I drink these? Because they're so colorful. So if you go in to the Two Crows location, they're in Halifax on Gottingen Street, or you can order these online, you can get a 4-pack of Imperial Stouts from Two Crows. Now, again, we often accuse Two Crows of being very typecast, pigeonholed, I don't know what the right word is, towards more of a light beer and sours. See, it almost as a specialty. Maybe that's inaccurate. I don't know, but they've got a couple of darks. And they have this 4-pack, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, of Imperial Stouts. Now, before you get too excited about that, mostly it's one batch of Imperial Stout and they flavored 3. Just with additional stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fine. I will try all of your flavors. And I honestly think it's a really good idea, because then you said, hey, we've made an Imperial Stout, and the people rejoiced, hooray! And then they said, but we flavored 3 of them, so there's 4 Imperial Stouts, and there was much rejoicing, hooray! And then they say, you let us really know which one is the best, you know, and then we'll do that again. They're like, well, I liked 3, but I didn't like 2. You know, the feedback should be incredible. Mambos, we've got 4 of them. They are at 355 milliliter cans, which is a good thing, because if we had 4 tall cans of this would be dangerous. They are all this nice, lovely black can with some tropical, delicious splish on it. And they all say, I think, big, bold, and smooth. Am I wrong? No, they do say different things.
Yeah, anyone does.
So in order, Mambo number 1. 9.7% alcohol by volume, extra strong beer. Mambo number 1 says big, bold, smooth. Now, the only other thing that I've got to say, I reached out and invited the Two Crows. I emailed Two Crows and I said, listen, we're going to try to drink all 4. Would you like to come and talk about them? The exact response was, sadly, we're not available that Tuesday night, but they can't wait to hear what we think. And then there's an additional line, and it says the following: do keep in mind these beers were brewed with a pretty low carbonation to begin with, and with the added adjuncts, they might not pour with a ton of head.
Now, a couple of the things on that very theme, reading some reviews of these. The number 2 specifically, there were several people saying it's a bit watery. If one person said it's like a watery thin hot chocolate that's gone cold, which doesn't sound great. But they then added a caveat to that, saying it's actually pretty good. So it might be a decent watery hot chocolate that's gone cold. Anyway, we'll see.
I mean, we got to try. Yeah.
If it's not a big, thick, creamy, heavy stout, these things, then we're going to be a little disappointed, because we love a nice, big, thick, heavy stout. But if it's delicious without a big, creamy head on it, still, I'll be okay with that.
Yep, that's true.
Boring already.
I am pouring already. I am cracked into Mambo number one, and I've got Matucro's gloss here. My nice tall one, I think. Which cracks me up because they put it in the pyramid, so it says Tucuraz Brew Inco.
This looks amazing. It does. It's not particularly carbonated. Look at the pesky foam on it.
Oh my god! Tiny little sip as I was just finishing the lip, getting a little bit of the lip of the can. As I poured it in, and that tastes, it tastes like a strong whiskey.
Yeah, but with Imperial, foam, I can smell it.
So I hope the foam is indicative of a nice creamy, oh my goodness. Reminds me definitely of a what do they call those? The cask, the whiskey casked strong ale.
Barrel aged, yes, but barrel.
It looks like a stout, it smells a bit more like just like a Scotch wee heavy.
A pint of heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they haven't exactly done the creaminess that we like in other ones. Now, can I ask you, let us have a quick conversation about temperature. At what temperature were you keeping your beers?
My beers have been in the fridge since that little fridge that I bought in Halifax about 2 or 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
just to keep these blooming, this vast array of craft ale beers that you and I seem to go. We got basically a place for them to live, and they've been in that fridge since I bought those home. When was that, Ross? Must be 3 weeks ago, something like that.
About 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, there was lots of snow at the time. We haven't got any anymore. So it was deep winter, and they've been in the fridge ever since. However, because I didn't want them to be bloody freezing cold when we drank them this evening, I do like a stout to be a little colder. You know, Guinness. I do like a Guinness to be colder. But I took these out of the fridge about 3 or 4 hours ago, actually, and put them in the cupboard. So they've warmed up considerably to what I would consider to be a really good temperature for drinking stouts. They might be a bit warm for Rebecca, though, and she's going to be tasting this evening.
I think I took mine out last night. So, potentially 24 hours in room temperature, upstairs, you know, 15 to 20 degrees temperature, and it smells amazing. Very...
Strong. Strong.
That kind of stone fruity thing, kind of like a prune, like a sweet dried fruit kind of smell.
Yes.
Or dried apricot kind of thing.
I concur.
But all it's telling us was, what is the one? Big, bold, and smooth. So we'll try. All set?
All right.
Yeah. Mambo number one. Hi.
Oh.
You know how sometimes we have a very strong ale and it doesn't taste like a very strong ale?
Oh, that's so rich.
That's very rich.
That is not watery in the slightest.
This one is not. No, they weren't saying one was. No, this is... Mmm.
Oh, it's...
Okay.
Hey, you know when you just said big, bold, and smooth? What? Tick, tick, and tick.
Yes, right, yes, off... this is all three. Are you getting a coffee roast?
Yes,
Once it's fully out of your mouth, I have swallowed the last taste, and then this little 100%. Cough of coffee smoke comes up, and just sort of... Oh, you know what would really, and it blends because that stone fruit, the coating of that sweetened prune dried apricot kind of flavor is in there. But when the smoke comes through, that coffee, that roast, it's not overpowering. It's not strong. It's just that little bit of subtlety. Oh.
Oh, it's so roast. And it looks like a really thick black
coffee. Oh, yes. This is a... The look of it, you would brag to your friends that you were drinking this. This is something else.
It really is.
If they're starting here, like this is the start. Where does it go from here? We're only going up.
Well, I know that you and I have had our difficulties with Two Crows in the past. And I was just reminding Rebecca that before we went on air, my friend Dayan and I, you know Dayan.
Yeah.
Owning the pub there in the Oak and Barrel in Greenwood. We went to the big Two Crows Brewery not long after it had opened up there on Godson Street. So it must be a good 6 or 7 years ago. And they've been going since 2017, I believe. And we tried three that day. That the guy was very, very enthusiastic about having us try. We didn't like any of them at all. We couldn't wait to get out of there. You know when you're at a place, an establishment, and someone's really very enthusiastic about their beer, and they're saying, you must try this. You want to be enthusiastic because they're enthusiastic, and they're, you know, they're promoting their brewery, and it's a craft brewery, and I want this to work. Therefore, I wanted to enjoy it, and every beer. I did not like any of them, and they were all watery, and I found them a bit pissy and not a very nice taste. And I thought, oh dear, I've got a problem with Two Crows. And over the years, ones I have tried, I still felt the same. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure about this brewery at all. Mm-hmm. But they win awards left, right, and center, as they've been doing, and everyone's been saying they are an amazing brewery. Now, funny enough, over the last year or 18 months, the Two Crows brews that we've been trying, we're like, hey, that's good.
Yep.
Hey, that's really good. And that crazy fruit punch sour thing that you had.
Oh, the smoothie too. Yeah, that was something else.
Off the scale. And this is really so tasty, first one. So
it's starting to seem a bit like mad science. They've got some sort of mad scientist behind the scenes there. I mean, I'm told the sours are probably really good, and I am enjoying that they might be starting to thematically introduce a few more that are along our side of things. But where you say you go into a place and they give you the ones that they're really proud of, I've started prefacing things because someone often comes up and says, "Hey, we've got we really like our IPA. You got to try it." I'm like, "Eh." So I try to tell this person, "Listen, I'm not really a big." You know, bold IPA fan. I like something a little maltier. I like something a little smoother. And that happened to me when I was out to Two Islands, as opposed to Two Crows, but Two Islands is around Parsborough way. And I didn't even know, this was back before I was really doing a lot of traveling, looking for breweries, but I didn't even know there's a brewery there. I just parked and said, oh, I'm in Parsborough. Here we go. And I went, and then I saw the big sign and said, brewery open. And I said, well, there we are. Thank you, karma and fates. I'll just sashay my way in here. And he said, and I got to talk to the brewer, whose name escapes me. Really nice man. And he showed me around. And then he said, we got some new ones in. You ought to try them. I said, listen, not a big IPA fan. He said, oh. And he thought about it for a second. And said, okay, well, we've got one here that I give to people that say they don't like IPAs. And I went, I'm listening. And he gave me his APA. And the American Pale Ale, and it was so good. It was incredibly delicious. I don't remember if we got cans of it since then or if I've seen it since then. We've had their red.
Was it less sour and spicy than the IPAs that we've come to recognize?
Yes. In Nova Scotia? Where it tasted more like a slightly tasty red, maybe a watered down, less malty red, but it was still, you know, and it was crystal clear. It was this really nice, almost amber in color. But again, it was 4 or 5 years ago. I need to get back around there. Or, as I'm learning, and welcome to the 21st century, you can order beers to be delivered straight to your house. And I feel like I need to start doing that, because gas is expensive.
Yeah.
And my daughter doesn't play hockey, soccer, or volleyball around in Parsborough yet. Everywhere else I get to travel and we're fine. We went down to Yarmouth, and that's why we came home with a bunch of ones from the Yarmouth breweries. We went to Tuscott Falls. We went to Heritage and got a couple more cans. But it's, I don't get up to Tatamagoosh anymore, even though they've got some tasty ones. I'm hesitant to give it a really high mark, because what if the other ones are even better? But I think it's just... It's on the can. What it's saying on the can...
100%. 101%. Bold. Big. Oh, that's big. They're 355. No, they're not talking about that. They're talking about the... It's just a really big taste.
There's a lot. It's a very bold flavor. I
love it.
Could it be thicker? Could it be creamier?
Not for me.
Okay.
I don't want it any thicker than this. Then I'm going to have to go get a spoon. Creamier. Not for me personally.
It's very strong, but I think I could take it a little
creamier.
Just a bit. Just a bit. Where it mostly just tastes like a really strong. A flask of whiskey. And I'm nitpicking. I'm looking for errors because I don't want to give it a perfect score for some reason.
It's not cream stout, though. It's an imperial stout.
Bear.
And it's got that about it. It really does. You said yourself, it smells like an aged whiskey barrel. And immediately I cracked it open and I got that as well. That shot right up Mahuta. I'm not looking for a cream stout. I'm looking for an imperial stout. And it's just everything.
Right.
It's... Yep. Smell was on.
I feel imperial while drinking it.
Yeah. It's so good.
I feel like the Emperor of Japan.
I know that we both wax poetical about bad apple brewers, Russian imperial stout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, till the cows come home. And of course, it's gone. That went 3 years ago now, something like that. So you're never going to see that again unless Jeff does something extraordinary and revives it because of the Russian Imperial Stout, which is you and I, best riz we've ever had, and we're not alone. This is, I think, is better than the two recent Imperial Stouts that we tried a couple of months ago. Did we not try a couple of Imperial Stouts again? The Revolution is back. And I thought Revolution was fine, but it was
all right. The Revolution is not as good as this. The Propeller Revolution was not quite as good as this. No,
it's good, but it's not in the same league.
I don't remember if we tried the Tatamagoosh one, Imperial. Oh, do you know what's an Imperial Stout? The Nanaimo. You have to compare these to the Nanaimo, sir. Fortunate. I did try the Russian Imperial from Tatamagoosh, and I did not apparently record what I gave it. then we got that, and we got that. Yeah, so the Tatamagoosh Russian Imperial, which I apparently tried alone, we'll have to do that one again, and the Revolution from Propeller, and the Nanaimo from Propeller.
Hello.
Someone with my nose.
And this beats... all of those. Nanaimo, I'm sorry, but I don't want to say that about Nanaimo because it's a seasonal dessert stout, and I don't think this could be compared. It's a little... I know they're both imperial stouts, but that's a little to be apples and oranges.
No, you're right. In order to compare anything to Nanaimo, we'd need to find something with a little bit more of a sugary sweetness to it. In unrelated news, Mambo number 2... the second one on the docket has marshmallow, graham cracker, and cocoa.
Before we get to that, Ross, we do this every... Let me try and get my English going, because I'm already feeling that. It's 9.7. And
we are in a little bit of trouble, I agree.
Yeah, I think so. We always leave a little bit to compare one against the other. I think that's of paramount importance this week.
I contemplated that for a good 2.5 minutes because I've got my nice Two Crows glass, but here's the problem. The fact that I'm buying a glass from every brewery means I've got a frig ton of glasses. What I will not do is buy 4 glasses from every brewery on the off chance that we're trying 4 beers from the same one. So I said to myself, well, why don't I just do this and then I'll finish this, and then I'll pour back into the same Two Crows glass with the next beer. And I went, yeah, but then that doesn't allow me to drink from the previous. And then I thought, but if they're all from the same batch, does that make a big deal? Long story short, I decided to bring down a bunch of other empty glasses. So I've got all my old Beewolves ones. These were the ones, my tried and true. Tom bought me these, and just a generic pint glass that does not say anything on it. So as to not play favorites in any way, shape, or form.
They're only receptacles for taking the old black liquid, so it doesn't matter. Put them in a whatever, a hollowed out tube. Put them in an old bean can, whatever. It's gonna, as long as they're clean what's really important, of course, is as long as they are clean and they don't have any suds left in them. I've done that several times in the past where I'm like, why is this beer as flat as a fart? And why does it taste of washing up liquid? Because I left some washing up liquid.
Oh, no. You're dry, mate. In other news, I joined a band in high school called Receptacles of the Black Liquid. This next one, the Mambo number 2. It says Imperial Stout with Marshmallow Graham Cracker and Cocoa. Exactly the same can, slightly different description along there. And then around the back, you've also got, in your letters, instead of Big Bold Smooth, now we're into Big S'morey Chocolatey. So this one with Graham Cracker, chocolate, and marshmallow, cocoa, sorry, not chocolate. This is definitely going to try to taste like a s'more. But this was the one that you said that online, somewhere, someone said, ooh, I don't like this one. It's too watery.
That's the thing. They didn't say they didn't like it. There were several reviews that said it was a bit watery. One of them followed it up by saying, even though they found it like a bit like a cold, hot chocolate, a cold, hot chocolate sounds like a, what's that word that I've got to think about?
Chocolate milk?
No, I meant when something is the opposite of what it should be.
Antithesis?
They still say it was quite delicious, despite being a bit watery. And, they said it was like a hot chocolate that had been allowed to go cold, and it was thin and watery. That's what they said. But they then went on and said, it's not bad, though. They didn't say they didn't like it.
Can I also point something out where I'm actually very happy that I got the email from Eric at Two Crows saying, sorry if the carbonation doesn't provide a lot of head, because I am excited about the amount of head that we're getting off of these Imperial Stouts. It's delightful.
It smells like a hot chocolate, like a... look at your face!
What have we done to deserve this? Did we contribute a lot of money to charity in the last 12 months? But I feel like this is some sort of, oh no, and I've lost my connection again. Yes, I've lost my stupid connection. Oh, wait, no, we're back.
Got you back.
I feel like I'm not sure what I've done to deserve this, in a good way. This is some sort of reward.
Perfect. Oh, so
you know what?
It smells chocolate.
I'm smelling a tad of coconut, but that might just be the combination of everything.
I'm worried. Then, if that's the case, then we've got some contamination from number 3, which is coconut.
Here's the problem. I keep singing Mambo Number 8 by Perez Prado, whereas you are doing the more modern Mambo Number 5.
Is that... Is that that?
I'm so glad that you recognize Mambo Number 8. Yes, that's Mambo Number 8.
Okay.
Oh, the classics. The classics.
Mambo's all over the place.
Exactly. So we got 5 and 8 are music, 1 through 4 are delicious stouts. That's just, I mean, it's pretty easy to keep them all straight. Excuse me, sir, will you have Mambo number 3 or Mambo number 5? You're like, is there a dance floor handy? No. Well, I'll have the 3 then.
Gosh, this is so chocolatey. Have you put it to your lips yet?
No, I have put it to my nose. Ready for the lips? Yeah,
oh, God, yes.
Okay, righto, down hard.
Yes. Wow!
Who drinks that and immediately thinks, nah, watery? How was that your first indication?
It's so thick.
Am I crazy with the coconut? Is it just that I think it's the graham cracker flavor mixed with the marshmallow. It's all in there, but when you mix it all together, it tastes a little bit like a bit of a coconut flavor. And not like straight up coconut. You know that burnt coconut that you get on the outside of that marshmallow fluff thing? What are those called? Snowballs.
Snowballs.
It tastes like the snowball confectionery wrapped in plastic product.
It's every bit as sweet. It's like Easter egg.
Yes.
Very, very sweet. It's Rebecca just said it's a bit much. Certainly can't say. When we've said we like our stouts to be a little sweeter, and maybe not.
I think we're there. If you describe this evening in a couple of words, it would be it's a bit much. I think we're there. Oh
no
dear!
No more sweet, please. That is the sweetest stout I've ever tried, and my God,
well,
the coconut. And the coffee and syrup one that's not...
I was going to say, you're in luck. There's definitely nothing any sweeter than this, except if you count the next two.
Next two. I'm getting where you're coming from now. Those snowballs. I can taste...
Like a burnt... See them. Yeah, a roasted coconut, maybe. It's not exactly s'moresy. Marshmallow is a pretty distinct sugary flavor, even though it's just puffed... air fried sugar or whatever it is.
Yeah. You know that thing we say when our farmer comes around and says, do you want another pint of that? And you'd be like, gosh, it's like I've just eaten four desserts. Mm-hmm. So no, I won't have a pint of that. Even though it was quite incredible, it's like, what was that? Who made that? I think it was North Brewing, the tiramisu and that thing was
this tastes like what I wanted from that.
That's right. I think that was a stout too, was it not? Was it an imperial stout? I think it was like 6.7
or something.
I think it was
just a regular stout.
Was it? Okay. It was about 6%.
Yeah, it was strong, but it wasn't quite an imperial stout. No. Snowball cookies.
And we were both saying from the description of it, we expected it to be a little sweeter, and we were wanting it to be a little sweeter, even though it was actually pretty good. This tastes probably like that should have done in its sweetness. That's not to say, I do like this, Ross. I do like it, but I don't think I could drink too much of it.
It would be an otherworldly experience trying to talk to the server when they come back. Because you say, all right, holy cow. Okay, that first one was definitely an imperial stout. This one is like the sweetest thing I've ever tasted. And they say, do you want another one of those? No, I couldn't possibly have another one. But that first one was rather good. Well, sir, we've got two more imperial stouts on tap tonight. You're like, oh, no more, please stop. No, it's torture. Bring
this
them on.
This is sweeter than the Nanaimo by Propeller. This is sweeter.
It
than
is it. More flavorsome. Because
I think the Nanaimo was, we just kept buying it because it was so delicious without being too sickly. This is quite, I mean, you can't fault the flavor.
It's it might be nearly sickly. Nearly.
Yeah.
He says as he chokes on his own breath. Tunnocks snowballs, coconut covered marshmallows. I have found the snack by Tunnocks.
And this is what you do if you get like a six pack of those Tunnocks then, and squeeze them through your fingers, and then throw it into a glass, and then pour some imperial stout on it. Mix it all up. Voila! Mambo number two?
Is Tannock's, like, a company not from around here? Hang on a second.
It sounds Scottish.
Tannock's is a Scottish confectionery company based in, oh man, Uddingston, Scotland.
Okay.
Based in Uddingston, UK. Well, we're looking that up, and it is about, I'd say, a half hour east of Scotland, right next to M&D, Scotland's theme park.
Can I just say there, when you said it's about half hour to the east of Scotland, that puts it in the Netherlands. No,
Glasgow is what I meant. Did I not say Glasgow? I'm having a small problem with everything. Oh my god, I didn't know Scotland had a theme park. I am hip deep in the internet right now. I am now looking at Scotland's... I'm looking at Six Flags Scotland, and they are... What is this? How did I not know that there was a theme park east of Glasgow?
It's open for 2 weeks in the summer.
I was going to say, July. It's probably not open for long, is it?
When the weather's good.
Right. Buy tickets menu. Could you show me rides? Here we go. Rides and attractions. What have they got? There's new Jungle Madness. There's Mini Dodgems as a Twister. Walk the Plank Sky Trail. There's Captain's Curse. Bumper Cars with a Z. Oh, this is turning into an advertisement for Scotland's theme park.
It might be like an old time theme park. Like, you know, no, we're not talking Disney here. We're talking,
this is
something a bit cool, like a steampunk one or something. I don't know.
There is a flume ride.
Oh, wow.
So this is feeling a bit like Upper Clements Park.
Yeah, before it.
Combined with the parking lot of the County Fair Mall. You know, this is Bill Lynch shows kind of energy, I feel. How is your Tannock's coconut not actually... And here's where you lose marks. You don't taste like a s'more. You taste like a roasted coconut. You're delicious. You're freaking delicious. This is amazing.
Graham cracker, marshmallow, cacao. Well,
yeah, sorry.
It's not... Tannock's have marshmallow in it, would it not? It'd be like a marshmallow.
Well, yeah, but it's a roasted coconut surrounded. Drizzled? Right. What is when you roll something in something, is that just as bad? Oh, snap!
It's good, but I don't want another one.
Well, I have bad news.
Yeah.
We've got to... I'm...
It's going to be quite fascinating when you go back to the... When we do go back to Mambo number one. And without the crazy sweetness that the other ones clearly have, it's going to probably be a bit bitter.
Now that I've got you on board with the Mambo number eight, we can fully engulf the Mambo number five, because we can start saying things like, a little bit of coconut in my glass, a little bit of chocolate... Okay, we're going to stop that right then and there. We don't need to continue any further. Speaking of continuing further, we are halfway through. How do you feel about the fact that we're halfway through our Imperial Stouts for the evening?
I feel that I'm really, really going to be drinking plenty of this between them. Do you have water?
I do. It's slightly out of reach.
Okay, I think you should... totally cleanse your palate.
Do you have any interest in a quick sip of this?
Which one is it?
That is the one that's supposed to taste like a s'more. We think it tastes like a roasted coconut.
That's the only one that I want even remotely interested in.
It's more roasted coconut, but still slightly marshmallowy. She's going to give it a try. Here's Brittany's take on a roasted coconut Imperial Stout.
I can smell it. My hair is insane.
That's fine.
It looks like you're ready for Patrick's Day. It's the green backdrop with your
The green backdrop is always there. It has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day. Not so much. I mean, roasted coconut, right?
Yeah, I can see what you mean.
That's a no from the delightful wife.
It's not sour enough.
It's definitely not sour enough. I mean, it said two crows on the can, and I'm sure her brain went to a specific flavor profile, as it were.
Yeah.
So, can number three, mumbo number three, a little bit of coconut in the can, a little bit of, just cocoa. This is just coconut and cocoa. So, okay. And again, so for the s'mores one, I got to drop it down a little bit. I think the first one is probably your 10 out of 10 Imperial Stout? Or is it your 9.5? I think it's a 9.5 personally, because I want just that little bit more and something to the back of the throat.
I love the first one. I think it's the best Imperial Stout I've had since Bad Apples. And thing is, we gave Bad Apple Breweries 11 out of 10. I'm going to give this...
I'm still sticking to that.
It's amazing. It's an incredible, beautiful beer.
9.5. Now, for the s'mores, I have to drop that down. Because it tastes more like a roasted coconut. The flavor was wrong. So, 9.1.
It's too sweet.
Didn't like it?
It's quite amazing. It's too sweet for me. Clearly, all three of these now are going to be dessert stouts
yes.
to me. Yes. So, they're going to be sweet. They're going to be rich. Very flavoursome, the sort of thing you can have with your with a Christmas meal.
fruitcake beer. I'm not pronouncing it properly.
I'm going to enjoy them, but I'm not going on a session with them, Ross. Not with you, mate.
Oh,
because we'll throw up after the session.
Good point. Let's not session all four of these Imperial Stouts at once. Cough.
Well, we'll have to. Thankfully, they're only at 355s. They're not full pints.
We're consummate professionals. Do not try this at home, kids. Mumbo number three, which comes in saying that it is Imperial Stout, coconut, and cacao, still coming in, as I said, 9.7, each one of these. This one just says big coconutso. Is that a word? And chocolatey. So this is supposed to be the coconut chocolate one. And I feel like I've just drank that.
And yet, I'm sniffing it through the opening, the aperture and the roof. And I'm getting a coconut smell.
This is where the coconut one is.
It smells like a spirit. Like a strong...
Maybe
there is the coconuttiness, because I'm thinking it smells a bit like a Malibu. So yeah, fair enough.
Look, finally, we're at can number three, and Eric's prediction of your head is going to go away immediately finally comes true. Look at that. That one disappeared. Such a shame. The first two, Eric, I got to tell you, the first two were, they were popping off with the head, but the
it's left the when... together. It's like a Coke that you've had in the fridge for too long and you've opened it several times, all the CO2 disappeared.
Yep.
That last time you open it, you pour it into the glass, you get a tiny bit of head, but it's gone in a second.
What if this one's watery? Anyway, you tell me that a beer's gonna be coconutty, I'm in. You tell me that it's not, that it's supposed to taste like something else, and it is coconutty, then I find that a little, not jarring, just, I don't know, disconcerting.
Did they put them in the wrong cans?
I don't think so. This one tastes like it's supposed to be coconutty. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Coconut, for sure.
You're coconut, yep. Are you coconut and chocolate, though? Mm. I'll get a bounty bar out of that. Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah. There's chocolate in there. There's definitely coconut in there. It smelled like a. Is it Malibu? What is that? Like a white rum, isn't it?
White like coconut carrot. Rum, yes. It's quite tasty.
Yeah.
I like coconut.
Yeah, me too.
So I'll eat a bounty bar and drink a Malibu. Drink a Mountie and eat a Balibu. Bring it on.
it's in a whatever bit strange order. To be saying that the beer that we just said, this tastes of coconut and chocolate. We're saying after that, it's not as sweet as the last one though.
But this one's supposed to taste of coconut and chocolate, so higher marks.
It does. It totally does.
9.6.
It's not as smooth. This is waterier.
Yes, because something's gone wrong. The head, the foam, the carbonation. But again, he did prepare. There was the excuse, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, this isn't as rich. It's a little waterier. It's still got a
what the
yeah a sweeter
hell. It. I was saying
a little bit of chocolate. There's obviously the cacao, the cocoa. It's quite chocolatey.
Yep.
It's not. I don't think it's. Oh no, it is. I was about to say I don't think it's massively a coconut either. And as soon as I said it, it came on really hard. So, yeah, it's doing everything it says on the tin, Ross.
It and that's why I think this one is a little bit ahead right now. It's beating the s'mores one. The s'mores one was just. Wrong a little, the flavor profile was just incorrect, and I'm finding myself, what the hell is this fourth one supposed to taste like? Oh my god.
Yeah, syrup.
Oh god. Or, maple. Sir, and someone help.
Number three. A little bit of coconut in my tongue. A little bit of chocolate on my palate. It's a bit watery. A little bit more watery than the last.
It smells and looks like a bottle of rum that's been sitting out.
She said it smells like a bottle of rum. I think it was Malibu is what I said. Yeah, it's a bit watery. Mm. Yes, it does look like... It looks... I love, Ross. My big thing is... Oh, no, that got a nose up. That got a thumbs down.
Tastes like...
What?
Suntan lotion.
Well, that's coconutty, more often than not. I like a Kraken with a Coke. Kraken and Coke, or a dark rum with a Coke. That's what this looks like in its consistency.
Agreed.
That got a bit of a down from a girlfriend there. I think it's okay.
Did you know that there is a Malibu flavor that is dark? You can buy the Malibu Black, and comparing what I've got in my glass to what is in that bottle, I feel like this is Malibu Black in a pint glass.
I did know that, Master Wayne. Not a lot of people know that, but I did know that. Yes, I've had it. And it's very, very good. Are you a fan of this, mate?
Comes down to me liking coconut, but it's oh so very strong. Was this a good idea?
Of course it is.
We've got... There's another one.
You did
the
100-shot challenge. Well, you didn't. You did more than the 100-shot challenge. Because while the rest of us were having 1 ounce... You were having, quite obviously, 1.25, because you were filling yours beyond the line.
Was I?
And therefore, oh, God, yeah. So you were just filling it up and going for it. So I had about 70 of them. You had close to that, and then you went and tossed your cookies. And you'd had, I reckon, totally 100 shots by the time you bailed.
There's only one way to argue that. We just need to math that again. And have it again some other time. Feels like a summer kind of adventure. We'll try the century one more time. We'll get Kier involved.
You do it with the Mambos?
No. I am definitely not doing a century with a Mambo. Because this is... Okay, we're into two times. Two times the strength of what we normally have with a 5.0. Sometimes, you know, you're 4.8, you're 4.9. And okay, let me math this. 355 times 4 350 times 4 comes to 1,400, and then you add the additional 20. So 1,420 milliliters. Oh, wait a minute. Because the milliliters into ounces, because that was it. It was a 1 ounce shot.
Don't ask about metric to imperial. When I don't go to ounce, I can never figure out ounce. I'm from the UK, Ross. I'm a foreigner. I don't know if you noticed by the accent, but I'm not from around here. I can't.
What? No, you tried and true Valley boy, right there. You born and raised along those same lines. So a 1 single ounce. Oh, wait a minute. The accepted amount of liquor served in a shot is 1.5 ounces.
What? We went through this very heavily on that night.
We did.
It depends on the site you go to. And on some of them said it was 2 ounces. Some of them said it was an ounce and a half. And some of them said, absolute nonsense. It's an ounce. That is a shot. Depends where you are and which website you go to and which pub you go to.
Yeah, well, the U.S. is saying that it's a 1.5 ounce shot or 44 milliliters. So how many times does 44 go into, what did I say, 1,420?
29 or 30 is 1 ounce. Yeah.
That's I'm glad this has turned into a full scale math show.
An argument.
We're all
a math
argument. Hello, I would like to have an argument, please.
Is this the 1 hour or the half an hour session? This isn't
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'm not loving this. I'm not loving this one. I adored the fact.
Something weird about this one, isn't there? Oh, that's not the right thing. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons. Wait. Stop hitting the.
Oof, it's still. It's so sweet again.
It is. Absolutely.
It's not as smooth. It's a bit watery, even though I can't believe I'm saying that it's watery, because it's 9.7 and it's based, it's using the same base as our base, our Mambo number one. But it just tastes a bit more watery. It tastes more like a.
Well, the head went away immediately.
Yeah, it's like a. I don't love it.
Okay.
Describe it went to a party. Someone had made some kind of bowl of punch and thrown in all kinds of stuff to make it just like an alcoholic drink to get people hammered with,
artificially flavored. I think I get where you're coming from, and I feel that.
Yeah,
I think I feel that.
I don't love it. It's all right.
Not as much.
Oof. Seven out of ten.
I mean, I gotta drop them down to an. It's. What if we'd had that one first? No, the head went away, didn't it? The head went away. It wasn't quite as smooth. It wasn't quite as creamy. The creaminess that I was loving about the first one is gone. So the first one, the second one. Mambo 1, Mambo 2. Definitely up there. Mambo 3 was where the head started going away. How the hell are we going to get through this fourth one?
Well, you say that. When you combine all the three of the first ones, you've got close to a pan's worth there. Anyway, I have. So I'm a long way from finishing this evening, unfortunately. This is not an unpleasant experience. I want to say right off the bat, Two Crows has been in the past to me. They have totally won me over.
Challenge, yes. That was the question at the very beginning, because we talked about how the fact that Two Crows does a lot of stout, or not stout, they do a lot of sours, they do a lot of lagers, they do a lot of light beers. Did this, it is all forgiven based on four imperial stouts?
No, I'm not even basing it on this. This has just hammered the point home. Can you remember their Space Words double IPA?
Triple.
It was remarkable.
That was a triple IPA.
triple is it? Triple IPA. It's remarkable. It was so good.
I've had two crows
brews now that I thought are really, really good.
Yeah. And it's the kind of thing of, I can't wait to see what they do, despite the fact that I'm not a fan of sours. Like, and even the smoothie too. We looked that up. And Brittany got a can of it, and we said, all right, you guys are, it's an absolute mad science query where we're saying, what are you doing now? And they made the smoothie too. And I said, okay, I don't like sours, bring it on. And what was that?
Well, I went into that brewery from right behind where you're sitting, right behind where you're sitting at the moment. And a couple of customers in the bar, and I'm looking in the fridge, and I've got you on the telephone. I'm saying, I've got a bunch of stuff here I'm going to bring back. And the Mambos were all there, of course. And they said, and I looked at this other thing, and you said, please don't leave without getting that.
No, you had to get it. You had to try it.
And I thought, yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to like that, but you know what? I'm going to get it because I want to see Rebecca try this as well.
Yeah, it has to be experienced. I'm glad I forced that onto you.
Totally, it was like nothing I've ever tasted, and I don't think any other craft brewery that you and I have got stuff from. I don't think anyone does something like that. I think they've totally cornered that. I don't know anyone else that does a smoothie. It was so thick. It was fruit smoothie.
It was, you know, how normally it goes, but this one was, it was, it was coming out in chunks.
And this is a beer? And we're like, yeah, we'll go with it. Yeah, so it was crazy.
I have to assume that it's created, and that this is what comes across, where we talk about what makes a pilsner different from a lager, from a pale ale, but what makes it different is usually the brewing process. And somehow they took the process of brewing a sour and produced this milkshake thickness, crazy juicy nonsense. And I'm like, it's mad science. Is what I've finally decided. They are two batches away from Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, I'll go with that. About 3 years ago, I think now, I actually did a Google search because I did have a curiosity that just came into my head one day, and I thought, it was on exactly that thing. I thought, can you make a beer smoothie? I Googled it, and it's totally a thing. Beer smoothies are totally a thing. They're everywhere. I didn't know this, but I thought, and I thought maybe I was going to stumble across something unique that I was going to bring into the establishment, and I was going to make something that no one ever thought of. No, I was disappointed to learn that beer smoothies have been a thing for years. However, so I made my own beer smoothie several years ago, Ross, and thought, actually, this is really good. But I've never been a pub or a craft brewery where they served a beer smoothie. It's only from the likes of you and I sitting at home on a Sunday morning after we've been to a party night before in a hot summer's day. I think, let's have a beer smoothie. That's where this kind of thing comes from. But I've never seen any breweries do it. This was the first time I'd ever seen one, and they did it really well. I thought it was a bloody good beer.
If
it's a beer.
And that's the question. Like that particular sour, it was just madness. And I thought, how did you make this? Is this a beer? It's out of this world. It was so, I'm impressed at the chemistry. And that's what Two Crows is doing to me, where I keep saying, the chemistry here.
Yeah, they're doing some weird stuff, aren't
they? It's so cool. Like, speaking of weird stuff, are you ready for
beer brewing?
Are you ready for number four?
We on Mamba number four?
One, two, three, four. Never mind. We're gonna stop the song when we get to number four. It's an Imperial Stout. Coffee and syrup and a little bit of chocolate in there. A little bit of maple syrup.
You didn't sound like Lou Bega at all there. You sounded more... Oh, crikey. If you did it again, please don't.
Jesus.
I could get a handle on it.
Oh.
But you sounded like someone... A crazy pub singer. A little bit, to be honest.
Crazy Pub Singer was my performance name at the beginning of the 2000s when I was making the rotation. This is making my nose run.
Syrup.
Oh, I am. Maple. Yeah, woo! Holy. Oh. I want to put this on the pancakes. This is a maple syrup thing. Yeah. 50-50 bets on whether or not this is going to have some head to it?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I agree. Oh. I'm getting a bit of froth. I'm getting a bit of froth. But again, mine I kept at room temperature for a whole 24 hours, so I think I'm getting a little bonus. What? Plenty on. It was three! Three was the watery one! Look at that! It's the happy-happies!
There's tons of head on that.
Yep.
Ross.
Yes.
You know when it's something that says it on the can, and then you flick the can, and you go, oh, there's a little. Yeah, I'm searching for it. Yeah, that does maple syrup that's, in there.
We're way past hints at this point.
there's no hints of anything in it.
Would you say there was a subtle nose of maple syrup in this one? There's a bit of a subtlety. A tiny portion.
For it.
I dare say.
No, you can see the other end of the street. There's no subtlety about this. This is definitely maple syrup.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Righty.
What was their other one? It's maple syrup, coffee, and chocolate. So a chocolate, coffee, maple syrup, pancake syrup, whole way, 100%. All of the head. I am so happy. Even with that warning email from Eric at Two Crows saying, hey, watch out. There's not a lot of froth. There's not a head. There's not a lot of carbonation. Only number three, which was probably the most slightly disappointing.
I've not loved number three. Yes. Look at the head.
We get to have an imperial stout that tastes like maple syrup. Oh, right. Hang on. You're right. I should be drinking water.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll better cleanse my palate so I'm not a complete wreck tomorrow morning.
I've just run out of water. I'm going to have to charge my water glass. I don't know if I'm looking forward to this. I don't mind maple syrup. I really don't. Uh-oh. And I like coffee.
Butt face. Is there a butt to this?
Is there a butt to my face?
Yeah.
Do
you have butt face?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be... If I'm going to be on board with syrup in my beer is the way I'm going with this. This is a first. I having said that, I didn't know I was going to be drinking Pine Sol in beer either. But clearly we did that several years ago in the Christmas.
It is an adventure. It's not all fun and games. Sometimes it's very serious business where this stuff has to be tasted and explained to the masses every now and then.
So maple-y. Yeah, there's no subtlety around this whatsoever.
There shouldn't be subtlety in beer. I'm sick of subtlety. We have a tiny little tone of some sort of subtlety going on in there. You might be able to taste it if you really, really think about it. I don't want to think. I don't want to subtle. Punch me with the maple. Hit me, baby, one more time.
You can't go into Britney's. This is Lou Bega evening.
Don't you just wish maybe Mambo number 6 could be covered by Britney Spears? Maybe. Right. Perhaps. Just once. Miss Master Wayne. Let Britney Spears do Mambo number 6.
Why is that smokier?
Whoa!
That's interesting.
Whew. Yeah. The maple is all in the smell.
Mm-hmm.
And then
It's still there in the taste, but it's a smoky, like a burnt coffee.
Yep.
The syrup is, I have to say, Ross, after what you've just said, it's kind of notes of syrup in the flavor. The coffee dominates this one. And the syrup, even though the syrup was the smell, the maple was the smell overbearingly.
100% of the aroma, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that became smoked, yeah. Like, yeah, just burnt coffee.
Isn't that strange?
I don't know that I loved the smell of that, but the taste of that is coming in less. Of an impression, I guess.
Excuse me.
Oh, gosh, this, how are, who thought this was a good idea?
I prefer it to the coconutty, chocolatey thing I just had. I think I do.
Which one is more like, rich?
Oh, God.
They're all kind of rich, are they not?
If I was comparing like for like, I'd say this was a little richer than the last one. You're
probably right. God, my teeth hurt drinking these tonight.
If we've done Lou Bega and Britney Spears, now we're doing Little Richard.
Ow! Maple syrup and gravy!
I'm actually preferring this. It's not, the maple is not overpowering. I really thought this was going to be sweetness.
No,
overload.
But the problem is that the burnt coffee is now.
The coffee's quite overpowering. Gosh, it's still, it's a bitterer experience. It's a bitterer experience.
Wow, that's a word that has not come up tonight. Bitter. Is it just the fact that we've had three Imperial Stouts before this one, where this one is not quite...
Oh, I think the difference is, Ross, the reason why this seems a little bitterer is because of the extreme full-on sweetness of the previous two. This one just seems a little less... Even though you'd think with maple syrup, it would be overpoweringly sweet. The coffee is winning out, therefore it's bringing it back into bitterness.
So it becomes more like a maple syrup themed I sometimes get some of the different coffee bean varieties, and I grind them up and I turn them into coffee. So this is a maple syrup coffee.
Yes. I'm going with that. You know, we get the international flavors, whatever, international delights, so we throw that into our coffee. And Rebecca does not like maple syrup. And therefore, occasionally I have made a bit of... I know, she's a Canadian. What's going on there? Occasionally I've made the faux pas of buying some maple international delights, or the other ones, whatever the hell they are, and thrown it into mine. I don't mind it. And it tastes a bit like that. If I was allowing that strong coffee with the maple flavoring to cool down to fridge temperature, it wouldn't taste as similar to this.
No. I think this is a really good one. But the problem is this is coming at the end of the night, and I am almost incapable of getting through this. But my wife, born and raised in all of places, New Ross, Nova Scotia, she does not like maple syrup. Wow. My daughter, born and raised here in the Annapolis Valley, is a big fan of maple syrup. So we are a two syrup container family.
Two syrup container family.
Where we have to have the authentic maple syrup for my daughter and I. And my wife is just, nope, you gotta get me the table syrup, no name brand, you know, it's no maple. Nope.
Oh, really?
Not of the maple. And it's funny because at New Ross Farm, right there on the farm, they are tapping it out of the trays. And I'm like, you come from the place that this is the authentic stuff. This is the juice.
My friend on the North Mountain, a guy I work with, has a it's probably 300 feet long driveway, and it's lined with maple trees. There must be 50 of them, and he taps his maple trees. He's been doing that for a number of years, and only today he was doing whatever it was that they do. Smoke firing up the smoker.
It's that time of year. Yeah, this is the when the winter is done and you're into the melt side of things.
Get
the syrup ready kind of thing.
Please come up, he said, in a couple of weeks' time, because I shall be doing everything I need to do. We're going to have a little bit of maple in the rum. And I'm like, just ask me. Just tell me the day and I'll be there if I'm... I like maple syrup, and it is quintessentially Canadian. Obviously, this is not overpowering with maple syrup. The coffee is outweighing it, but it does definitely have a decent mapley.
I think this is hitting right. The problem is that we've had three others. I didn't think this was going to be a problem, but we are fully into, and I the math, I don't know if I told you on this one. So three cans of Imperial divided by everything. This comes out to 32 shots of 9.7%.
Are you okay there, Ozzy?
I am not.
What about you? Do you pick up a the beer that's doing this? Are you allergic to maple and Nanaimo, the other things that we've been drinking this evening?
No, I've had a bit of a cold.
Okay, that'll be it.
But it's
your doctor. Drink more. There we go, get the water to you.
That might help. We'll see. I think the maple one might be really, really good.
Yeah.
Without having other stuff.
If this were the first beer of the evening and you walked into Two Crows Brewing and said, I'll try the big syrupy coffee Mambo number 4. And you'd finish off that and then say, and the guy would look at you as if to say, if I had a dollar for every time I'd heard someone do that. You might say, this is amazing. This is incredible, this beer. And he'll be like, it is, but maybe you don't need all the sugary stuff with it, because the Mambo number 1 is probably the one you want to go for, is what I'm learning from this.
I think 4 of the flavored is my favorite. Despite the fact, oh my God, I'm going to need to wrap this up.
Are you okay?
Nope. I think we need to get out of here.
Okay.
I still think 4 is the best, but I shouldn't have had 4.
Okie dokie. Take it easy, my friend. I'm going to go and I'll see you later.
I want to thank Ian for being here. I want to thank Two Crows for making these 4. And my wife for letting me taste all of these. And holy cow, these are outstanding. And you should definitely get yourselves all 4 of these to try. You can check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. The website is drinkns.unsupervised.beer, and you can find our podcast and all the podcasty places at DrinkNSDry. If you look us all up, and hopefully we'll be back next week. We're here live every week, 8 p.m. at our YouTube channel, DrinkNSDry, so look us up and all those other things. But I want to thank everyone for being here, and have an awesome night. See you next time. Good night!
I'm out of here. Good night, Ross. See you in a bit.